Governor Dana Malloy says millions of dollars in savings contained in the Connecticut budget depends on lawmakers also passing his criminal justice reform bill. WSHU's Ebong Udama explains.
Malloy's Second Chance 2.0 bill raises the age for which a defendant is considered a juvenile and allows most defendants accused of misdemeanors to be released without bail. Speaking on a Hartford radio program Wednesday morning, the governor said his administration crafted the budget with passage of the Second Chance bill in mind.
We've built into the budget that we just passed last week $15 million of savings based on Second Chance Society passing, so that we can save the people of Connecticut money, but also stop incarcerating people simply because they're poor.
House Speaker Brendan Sharkey says many lawmakers who were reluctant to consider the bill when they voted on the budget in special session last week may not have realized this.
We need to make sure that we have our folks educated about what's in the bill so that they have the comfort that they need to be able to support it before we finish up the special session.
Sharkey says he expects to call House members back to Hartford before Memorial Day to vote on the bill. He predicts it might be a narrow vote. In the state Senate, lawmakers are evenly divided on the Second Chance bill, 18 for and 18 against. That means a vote from Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman would be needed to break the tie. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.